I really want you guys to smell my finger.
No, I'm not smelling your finger,
Joe. Please, please.
No,
get that shit away from me!
Put your nose in it.
Oh!
What's up, you salty salmon slices? Welcome back to another episode of the Trash Taste Podcast.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah,
what
was
that?
You heard
what was that? Where'd you come up with that?
That's going to be, every time I host an episode, that's going to be my thing.
All right.
That's going to be the new intro.
That's a thing now?
Chotto, man. We didn't discuss this beforehand.
I was thinking of that shit for like 2 weeks. I'm like, this is going to-
That's the best you came up with? 2 weeks?
Hey man, give me some time, all right? I'm working on it. All right. Well, welcome to the Trash Taste Podcast, the show where we talk trash about our taste in anime. I'm your host for today, Joey, and joined as always is Gart and Connor.
Yo.
Yo.
So this episode is, I guess the first special episode?
Yeah,
Spin-off episode.
I mean, if you're being linked from our main channel videos, hello.
Welcome
to the podcast. But if you haven't seen our main channel videos, mm-hmm. Do we want to explain what we did?
Do you want to go ahead?
Oh yeah, sure. So basically on our main channel, we decided to do like a little fun challenge where, as you can see, our backdrop is a little... bare bones.
This is a big table.
This is a big table that has a lot of potential space to be filled up with some weeby shit.
Yes.
So what we decided to do is we decided to venture out into the weeb land itself, Akihabara in Tokyo, which is like known as like heaven for otakus, essentially.
Yes, it is. I can
confirm. We decided to challenge ourselves to see how many figurines, or I guess anime merch, we can buy with a $500 budget, or about 50,000 yen if you convert it to yen.
Yes.
And just instead of just going out and making it like a vlog kind of thing, we decided to turn it into a challenge where we fight each other for
let's
it.
Make it fun.
Let's make it challenging, and let's put some stakes on this bitch.
Let's make it a relaxing experience of shopping into stressful hell where you buy shit you don't want to meet a dumb set of criteria.
Out of the money in our pocket.
Yeah.
Exactly right. So essentially, we gave ourselves a number of challenges. We had some small challenges that we did in the four anime stores that we went to in our main channel videos. Again, if you want to check it out, go check it out.
You'll miss a lot of context if you don't watch that video. Yeah. But if you haven't seen it and you refuse to for some reason, you'll still be fine to watch this podcast.
Yeah. So basically, we all have scores already from challenges that we went to that we did in each store, which is probably on screen right now.
Yeah.
You'd know that if you watched our videos, but here are all our scores.
Yep. But it's not the final score. Like any good Mario Party game, right? It doesn't matter how many stars you end up with. It's all about the final count. Right. It's all about the bonus stars. And this episode is essentially where we go over the bonus stars as well as show each other what we got. Because right now, we don't know what the fuck each other got.
No.
We maybe got like a few glimpses as we like passed each other passive aggressively in each of the stores. But right now, we have no idea what the other person bought.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to find out today. So we have a bunch of overarching challenges, right?
Yes. So we have some that are like pretty obvious, like who spent the most on a single figurine. Who bought a figure from the most popular series, which you lose a point if that's the case.
Normie Award.
We'll go over every challenge at the end after we've finished showing everyone what we've bought. Mm-hmm. But for now, I just wanted to ask you guys, we just filmed it yesterday.
Yeah.
How did you guys find the experience?
I mean, I found it super fun. That came out, like I haven't started editing the video yet as I'm recording this episode, but I can already tell that video is going to be so fucking fun to watch.
Yeah. I feel like it's just fun. Like that's like the only way to, like, you can see I'm having fun in it. Cause it was just, I mean, you're like a kid in a candy store, right? Like
essentially,
we always go to these stores.
It's a very expensive candy store.
We always go to these stores and being able to like film in there with permission, we wanted to do it professionally as well.
We didn't Logan Paul this shit.
We got permission because we respect the country.
We respect.
Yeah, we got all permission from the stores and it's just great because you kind of just got to let loose in the store. I mean, some of the stores, there were people in there, so I was still trying to be respectful, but you know, like anime, there was no one else in that store. It was just for us.
We got in like before the store even opened. Yeah. So.
When we left the store, there was like a massive queue.
Of people trying to get in.
Yeah, trying to get in.
And I was like, I feel kind of bad right now.
So bad.
Then we just come out just like with all our crap, just being like, you guys have to wait.
Look at these peasants.
My God. But yeah, like a lot of the stores were like very happy to have us. I mean, like AmiAmi made us like sign that
little
thing and like
take a photo. If you ever go to AmiAmi in Akihabara, look out for our little plaque.
Yeah, we have a Trash Taste like plaque.
Okay, are they going to hang that up? Is that what they're
I assume so.
Yeah, they should.
I hope so. I really hope so. But like, no, but all of the stores were super freaking cool.
Yeah.
They were very, very supportive. So first of all, big shout out to all the stores that did give us permission to film there.
Yeah.
But yeah, without further ado, I think we should go over what we bought in each store and judge our, as the name suggests, trash taste on figurines and other anime merch.
So let's just
Before we jump right into it.
I want to jump right into it.
Before we jump right into it.
Oh my God. Let's just hold off on the jumping for a second. Okay. I want to discuss, so did you guys have any strategy going into this game or into this challenge even?
I said I did in my main channel video, but in retrospect, I didn't.
If I win, it was all planned.
If I lose,
I was just having a fun time with the boys, you know? I think that's, okay, to be 100% honest, I like had some idea, but I think my strategy was just see what you guys are doing. Cause if you guys are trying to go off all the challenges and, and I could see you guys are paying attention, like, okay, I was gonna, but if I knew that, cause I could tell some of you weren't, you know, some of you weren't paying as much attention to the challenges as others.
The only challenge that I paid in mind to was the only one that I remembered, which was the whoever gets closest to $500.
Yeah. Which is worth 2 points.
Yeah, which is worth 2 points. So I'm like, I have to prioritize that because that 2 points is big.
Two points is big. But like, I remember, because I couldn't even remember all the challenges that we agreed on. So I went into the day being like, okay, this one's an obvious challenge. This one's an obvious challenge. As I went into more stores, I was like, I am not keeping track of
that. I am running out of money. Like, I don't know what's happening.
When I was in Animate, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this in this store. I'm going to do this in that store. And then I hit the second store. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
I was so short-sighted on like the challenges that I had to do in that store. I'm just like, fuck the other challenges. I need to get this.
To put it in perspective, we got two challenges for every store, as you probably saw in the video.
Yeah.
So which is a total of 8 points that we could get.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's 11 points up for grabs in the overarching challenges.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you do really well on the overarching challenges, it might not fucking matter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like, we're already close.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
We're already like maybe like 1 or 2 points.
I'm 8, 7, 6. Yeah. So that's a really 2 point.
So right now I might be losing, but like any good Mario Party game, I can always come back right at the end.
Should we just jump right into it?
Let's jump right into it.
All right, we're starting with anime. Oh, no, sorry. We're starting with anime.
Animate.
I didn't buy much in this store. It was first one. I didn't want to pull the trigger.
Okay,
you know?
So here's the thing about animates. I didn't know how much I should buy.
Are we just revealing right now? Or what do we do?
Who wants to go first? I mean, okay. Can I go
first? You're the host.
Okay, I'll go first because I only bought one thing at Animate.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Same. Yeah. So one of my challenges was to get a Maiden Abyss figurine.
Yeah.
Couldn't find it. Not just in Animate, any of the stores. I couldn't find it. So I lost the point for that one. But I figured, you know what? I'll get something like kind of cool and kind of niche. So I got Hyakkimaru from Dororo.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even know they made figures.
I know. Yeah. It's a Nendoroid of Hyakkimaru. And I mean, Dororo was so fucking awesome. Like, I love me my Tezuka Osamu stuff, and I love Dororo. And I was like, you know, I like my Nendoroids too.
Okay, so, yeah, you know what? Not bad.
Not bad.
It's really, really cute. I mean, we'll probably figure out the pose of it somehow, but.
Yeah. That's the stressful thing about Nendoroids. You just have to. You got to pick one pose and it's never going to, we all know it's never going to change from that.
They're so finicky as well. But once you've like nailed it, you're like, hell yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's the only thing I got.
Cause I got a few things at Anime.
Okay.
I had two challenges, right? And I think I got fucked over some of the overarching challenges by just Anime itself.
Really?
So.
Okay.
Let's go ahead. So the first thing, the first challenge was to buy a Deku figure from My Hero Academia.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So as we all know, one of the overarching challenges was the person who buys a figure from the most popular series gets deducted a point.
Yeah.
So there's my Deku figure. I was actually getting a bit worried, right? Because there weren't many like figures in anime.
Yeah. More general.
It was really varied in anime.
So the only thing I could find are Nendoroids. Mm. And so my second challenge was to ask a store clerk
what
in Japanese to recommend me
a figure.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You had to pull a Sumimasen.
Wait, what did he recommend you?
Okay. He recommended to me Edward Elric.
No!
Full Metal Alchemist.
No! You've totally lost the
movie. I've totally lost.
I was like, whoa, oh my God, you recommended me the figure from the one series I haven't seen yet.
You haven't seen it.
Oh my God. And two, you've just made me auto lose a point by recommending to me, I checked before, the fourth most popular anime series on MAL. So thank you for making me lose a point.
Wait, because I see the price there. That's $48, right?
Yeah.
How much
did
you spend on these two?
Are they both $48? This one says $48.88, and this one says
that was like about $500 and $52.
Yo, this one would be a little bit more expensive.
You got done dirty by that man.
Yeah. I was like, in the video, I was like, oh, thank you very much for recommending to me. And inside, I'm just like, oh, I can't believe you've done this. And I bought one more thing, which cracked me up.
Yeah.
Which is an Ishtar plushie. It's fat Ishtar.
It's kind of cute.
It's kind of cute. I like it.
Oh, from Fate?
Yeah, from Fate.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what the fuck?
It's called a giant Tsum Tsum, right?
I think that's
the thing is on it, yeah.
That's so cute though.
That is very cute.
Yeah, that's gonna look sick.
So how much did you spend on anime then overall?
$120.
Jesus, I only spent-
Wait, was this $30?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I only spent 48.
Yeah, so I also spent $48 on my
blood selfie. I was looking at that one.
My two challenges were get a female figure and get one from a show that you watched recently. And I watched like a few episodes like 2 months ago, so.
Yeah.
Why didn't you get the Nezuko figure? I saw you eyeing the Nezuko figure and I'm like, motherfucker,
because he doesn't want to lose
a
point.
I didn't want to get the Normie Award, and I know that Demon Slayer is the most normal, whatever the rankings say, I would have lost the Normie Award at heart. You know what I mean? And plus, you know, I didn't want to risk it. And also I thought, you know, it's kind of a cool figure, you know?
It is.
If we have Nezuko, it makes us look like fake anime fans. I'm just saying.
Get the fuck out, man. Nezuko's best Emoto of last year.
I mean, I think Gan has like fulfilled that prophecy with these two. Right? Yeah.
Literally the boomer of Anitude here. Tell me about why Nezuko is, you know.
I've gone like how many episodes and I've not talked about Emotos yet? you are taking this chance away from me.
Just give us some time. Gan's going to get there. I was thinking we just put it in the front for now. We'll just gather them at the front for now.
That was very aggressive.
For the record, I hate Nendroids. I think Nendroids are like stressful purchases.
I love
Nendroids. We have four goddamn Nendroids. Because you have to pose them, right? And the whole selling point of a Nendroid, I'm probably never going to be sponsored by Nendroid ever. The whole selling point of a Nendroid is that you can move it. But tell me, everyone who owns a Nendroid, when have you changed the pose of a Nendroid?
I've changed it a few times.
That's a lie.
I've never changed it.
He's lying.
Changed it because I'm sponsored by Gizmodo. Thanks, guys.
Because it's stressful. And then you got to worry about the box and the little things. And
I look at the little parts and I'm like, I want to change it eventually. And then I do. And I'm like, okay, I'm glad I kept it.
Okay, actually, before we go on, question to you guys. What do you do with a figure box? Do you bin it or do you keep it?
I store it. Yeah. I store it.
Shit, man. I ripped that shit open.
No! Even after living in Japan where the box is like half the value?
Because the mentality for me is like, if I eventually like possibly get like, you know, lose interest.
I'm gonna sell this figure.
Yeah.
No, fuck off, you're gonna sell
this
figure.
That's me,
this guy, I'm like, oh, maybe I can sell this JoJo merch. You don't know, fuck, you're never gonna sell that JoJo merch.
But here's the other thing I do, right? What helped me at my last place is that it makes moving house so much easier.
Yeah.
If you keep the box.
That's true.
Because you like, I usually, what I do at least with figurines, right? Is like, I throw out like the plastic like mold.
Yeah.
But I keep the box.
I don't even do that.
See, I throw out the plastic mold.
It just takes up so much space.
But the thing is, if you chuck out the plastic mold and you flatten the box,
then
when you like move house, you can just open the box up again. Glad wrap it in.
I'm too lazy for
that. And then boom.
I just put it in
the cupboard. You save so much time and money and like possibly like the risk of like ruining a figurine mid-move. And like that saved me so much trouble when I moved to my current house. So that's why I hold on to it.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I say it's for repurposing. It's like, it's not.
Solid purchases though overall.
I think they're going to look great. The next store.
My favorite anime, Full Metal Alchemist. I recommend you guys watch that.
Your favorite character from your favorite anime.
Oh my God.
But the next store we went to was A Store.
Okay,
so I spent so much money.
Okay, What were before we get into A Store? What was your guys' strategy with A Store?
Okay, A-Stop is probably the store that I go to the most, just casually.
Yeah, same.
So I knew I really had to spend time just like looking around.
Yeah.
Because there are so many figurines at A-Stop that I legitimately have never seen anywhere else, even though they're technically secondhand.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to aim for those. And I think I got pretty decent selection.
Okay. Because for me, A-Stop was the most daunting shop, right? Because, okay, so in my challenge, I had to squat 10 times before entering the store.
That's not a challenge.
That was easy to do. And my second challenge was an auto lose because I had to buy the most expensive figure, which we found out was like $1,000.
Yeah, yeah.
So I knew I was going to lose that. So I was like, I was going into A-Stop, just not trying to complete any challenge, but just trying to like buy figures that I like.
That's nice. Yeah. Follow your heart.
Yeah. So I kind of went fucking mental in A-Stop.
I filled up my piece of paper.
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, same here. Okay, so like, because with A-Stop, there are so many figures and so many display cases that you don't remember which figure you saw where.
Yeah.
So my strategy was just, if I see a figure I like, I'm going to write it down maybe I'll cross it out later. I fucked myself over so bad doing that because I was just like, I remember seeing you like halfway through and I filled up my entire sheet. And you hadn't even had, you didn't even have a piece of paper.
I was still looking for like stuff.
So I was just going, okay, that one, okay, write down. And then I got to the end and then I couldn't remember which figure was which.
I had that. He was like, is it this one? I'm like, I think it's like, maybe that.
Yeah. So it was like basically trying to choose between my children. So I'm like, what the fuck am I crossing out right now? I'm like, I have no fucking clue.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Because yeah, like for me, like A-Stop, I knew if I wasn't careful at A-Stop, I was gonna go absolutely ham at A-Stop, as I usually do just like casually. So I'm like, okay, there are still two stores left. We're not even halfway through this challenge. So I have to like limit myself as much as possible at A-Stop. So I only bought 3 things.
Oh, okay.
At A-Stop. How many did you get?
I can't remember, like 5, 6?
I mean, you'll see. Do you want to go first then?
Yeah, I'll go first.
And then me and you can take an intern show one off each.
Yeah, yeah.
I decided to like kind of go for like smallish ones. So my two challenges was, the first one was really easy. I had to go up to the store clerk and ask if they had Boku no Pico merch, which they said they didn't. Thank God.
Did they know what it was?
Well, the guy was an English speaking staff. So he's like, is that the one where the two guys fucking? You'll see it in the video. But the other challenge was really easy. It was just pick a figurine that either myself, Gun, or Connor likes. So obviously I went with the one that I liked. So
that's bullshit, by the way.
Mine's still in glad wrap right here, so I gotta unwrap this shit. But I obviously got my goddamn waifu.
Is it fucking Monogatari? Jesus.
Of course it is.
Oh, of course it is.
Look, I'm gonna be on this show casually, like all the freaking time. I needed to get my waifu Shinobu. I actually don't even have this one at home. So I guess I'm just gonna go next now because
of course I followed my heart as well.
Oh my God, you've got Monogatari as well.
Yes. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh God. No, my wife.
So yeah, I knew Joey would get a Shinobu figure because I saw so many boxes that were just purely Shinobu. And I'm just like, get that shit out of me. Get that shit out of my face, man.
You might need to like hold it up to the camera because they might not be able to see it, especially with the boxes in the way, actually.
Yeah.
So I mean, like what I tried to do at A-Stop was at the beginning, I just tried to note down as many figures as I could for under $20. Because I feel like anything over $20 was like kind of risking it. In terms of,
I mean, especially if you're buying like 7 figurines.
Exactly. So this one's, I don't have this figure yet because it's short hair Senju Gahara.
Oh, that's cute.
That's cute.
Dude, I personally find the short hair Senju Gahara's figurines so much nicer than the long haired ones.
There were so many good Senju Gahara figurines, so it like hurts me that I had to buy the cheapest one.
All right, boys. You want to see what I bought then?
Yeah, go for it.
I think it was a 900 yen Sword Art Online figure.
You didn't even get like the good Sword Art Online.
It was the cheapest Sword Art Online figure because, you know, if you're going to buy garbage, why even like, why care about which, you know, like terrible item it is? It was 900 yen, I think, and it was the cheapest Sword Art Online figure.
Oh, damn, okay.
Was this for a challenge?
Yeah, remember I had to shout, I freaking love SAO.
while buying an SEO figure.
I will say that that shout wasn't a shout at all.
No. That was a, in Japanese culture, that was like full, you know, that was just,
okay. I freaking love SEO.
No, it was louder than that.
It was just like, I freaking love SEO. It was like a gradual like build in volume.
Let's get this boy out of here.
Okay, the other two though that I bought, I think is super freaking cool because they're two figurines that I personally really wanted, but also,
sorry,
it's just like making really.
Noise over here. Yeah, what are you saying over there, Joey? Were you, just get the shit out of here.
I think it goes without saying, don't listen to the audio only of this. It's going to sound probably horrible.
Hey guys, just open our box over here. I mean.
No. This is box opening ASMR, guys.
Okay, but let me show you the other two I got, okay? This second one I got is Shonen Jump.
Oh, that's so cool.
Okay, that's pretty fucking
that's
cool.
That's really
right?
cool.
Like, I'd never seen this before, and I'm like, I was like, does this count as a figurine? Probably does.
Yeah.
It's a piece of, you know, solid.
I mean, I love Shonen Jump, and that's going to look so cool on like the shelf or something like that.
That's, I think if we had a coolest item award, because I didn't know if we could get a coolest item award.
Because we have to all agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think we can all agree this is one of the coolest figurines.
Yeah.
And the other one I got is also pretty cool. It's Puck from Berserk.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, look how tiny this guy is.
How much was that?
This is 980 yen.
Oh, wow. Because every Berserk figure I saw was so expensive.
Yeah.
Like there's a few figures in the store that I found. Like Nanachi, the little Nanachi figure, like Nanachi was like 250 bucks.
Oh yeah, no. The Made in Abyss stuff is so expensive.
Yeah, it's because it's so
even
hard
if I got that Made in Abyss thing at A-Stop, I probably still wouldn't have been able to do it because I'm not going to spend $250 on a Nanachi figure.
Angel Beats.
So I got Yuri from Angel Beats. She was, I can't remember how much, but it was between 10 and 20 bucks.
That's basically so cute.
There's one figure that I didn't get. I of course put Sagari down. I of course put Sagari down, and you see in my video when I'm like trying to figure out which figure was which, and I was like just crossing out figures. The realization when I had crossed out Sagari was just like my heart fucking sank, man. My heart sank when I was like, oh no, I crossed off Sagari. How could I?
Oh my god!
Don't look at what I'm unboxing.
I mean, this is essentially all I bought at A-Stop. I think I didn't even spend $100 at A-Stop. I spent 9,940 yen at A-Stop because this Shonen Jump one was 5,000 yen, which is kind of expensive, but not too bad.
I mean, I just try to get Cinderace.
You got another Ishtar?
Yeah.
Double Ishtar.
I've got two Ishtar. I forgot her.
I think it's like Meruem?
Medudin? Something like that.
Yeah.
It's probably written on the
ball. All right, boys. Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to say I've bought the single best figure. But
are you going to?
What can you say? Look at this $30 Mike Wazowski.
That's actually so cool.
That's actually like, okay, I actually love that. That's a
I actually love that. Right?
That is, because I saw Mike Wazowski.
I like, heard you shouting.
And I was like, Mike, what are you doing here?
So it was a $30 purchase, and I just wanted to make you guys laugh, you know?
Can I see that?
That's a good figure.
I actually
right?
love this. Figure.
It's well made.
I love this, dude.
You put this up here.
I love how like the base is the Monsters Inc. logo.
Yeah,
so cool.
I bought it for a troll, but I actually thought it's not bad for 30
bucks. No, that's actually, I think our audience can appreciate that. That's so cool. I kind of I love that.
That's Toy Story, right?
No, that's more.
Do you have any more figures, Connor?
Oh, I have plenty of more figures.
Yeah, I'm all out, so I'm just gonna watch you guys.
You keep talking.
Hell yeah! I'm trying to unbox this. Megumin, my waifu.
She was a cheap. I think she was like 19 bucks.
Megumin figurines.
It's a pretty big figure. Like the form factor of this box is pretty deceiving.
No, that's
it's,
one thing I've noticed about Megumin figurines. Some of them are like way cheaper than what they should be.
It's hard to tell the difference between an $80 Megumin figure and a $20 Megumin figure.
Because like, you know, so with some of the popular characters, there's like so many different prices.
Yeah.
With some of the popular characters. Cause I was gonna buy Darkness as well.
Oh.
Cause I thought Joey was gonna buy Megumin.
I thought about it, but I'm like, I don't need to, and I reckon one of you guys is gonna buy him. So
hold on.
Right. What?
Nobody bought any JoJo figures.
Oh well, it's funny you asked.
Oh, thank God.
I would just like to preface that was not a scripted bit. That was totally just coincidental.
Because we were just showing figures, and I remember thinking, I say in the video, okay, Connor's gonna buy JoJo figures. I don't need to buy any JoJo figures.
Yeah.
So if he didn't buy any, I would have been like, How did we go an entire fucking trip to Akihabara without buying any JoJo figures?
I bought
figures?
Multiple JoJo figures, actually. Because really? Of course
okay.
I did.
Okay, good, good. On brand.
So this
brand.
Is the... A figure that I've actually never seen before. This is the...
Oh, I saw that.
Oh,
sorry, I'm just destroying my set right now.
This is the Crazy Diamond JoJo figure, and it's the one of the special colored editions, actually, I think, because there's a normal colored version. Mm. And I've never seen this figure before, and I've never seen it listed anywhere or anything, but there was two of them in the store, funny enough. And it was only like $19. And for $19, that's really a nice good. Figure. And if you've seen JoJo figures, you know they-
Some of them look absolutely-
They charge a lot more for a lot less. And it's tragic that like a $20 figure for the special colored edition is like way better than I paid $120.
Also like the thing with JoJo figures that's like a double-edged sword is that like some of them just look like absolute ass.
Some of them do not look like the characters. No, like, and it's kind of tragic because yeah. it's like one of the most influential and popular series in Japan.
Yeah.
And they do them dirty. But it's a good figure. I mean, that's a beautiful figure, right, boys? We can agree on that.
That
right?
is a beautiful figure.
All right, boys. Shall I show my next figure that I bought? Yeah. I bought a lot of these okay. stuff. Yeah, I bought 10. This is.
Dude.
Oh, dude.
I knew
he was. Because before we left the store, right? And I don't know if we got this on camera. I don't think we did. But yeah. Joey was like, I was going to buy this figure. And he pointed to the booth where I got this figure. And he was like, oh, I must have been in the different booth. And I was thinking, I bought that.
The moment I looked over, it was like a comic. I was like, I looked over and it was just gone. In my head, I'm just like, someone bought it.
It is. It's like
how much did that cost?
It was like $30.
It was $30.
Oh, shit.
Look how cool that is for $30.
Yeah, it is so cool.
It is not standing up, I'm realizing now. maybe the cape.
Oh, that's the cape. Cape OP.
For $30.
I know.
That's pretty fucking good.
And like, how often do you see a Kira figure?
Never. So that's really bucks, cool. That was a fucking steal, I think.
Okay.
Absolutely. That's very cool. All right. Standing up.
Yeah, right. I guess now it just-
Oh, no. there we go.
Up? You got one?
Yeah, I got one. This is my last figure. I wanted to fill this channel with some degeneracy.
Of course.
Wow, what the fuck did you buy?
I know what you bought.
Just the question is, how much was I willing to spend on it?
Okay.
And
this what figure- What did you get? What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Oh no, I just had a Are you kidding me?
Yes!
Frieza, really?
Yes!
Oh
my God.
Do you want to know how much I spent on this figure?
I think I remember it being way over my budget.
How much?
This was $170.
God, what the fuck? Holy okay, that's kind of hot though.
When I saw it, I was like, I gotta get this. Cause you know that meme when it's just like, how to help me budget this correctly. When I was going through the sheet, I was like crossing off figures and Sydney was like, just get rid of the fucking high school DxD figure. I'm like, I'm not getting rid of the high school DxD figure.
She stays, Sydney, you leave.
I walked past this figure in my video and I was like, I would get this if it wasn't $170 because I didn't want to go overboard. But the moment I saw it, I'm like, one of these fuckers is going to buy it.
That feel when I realized that I don't have the most expensive figure now.
Yeah.
Breaks my heart.
All right, so see what I got?
Yeah.
Here's a wing.
Let me put that together.
Oh, this is in two parts. Okay.
Yeah, so I was trying to put that together underneath the table. It's pretty hard.
Oh, it's magnetic. Okay. Yeah, because you have to do it like this.
Oh, okay. Okay. But yeah. What is this?
This is two figures.
Okay.
Oh, what the hell?
Is this the dragon from Slime?
It is indeed, and it comes with more parts.
Holy shit! I didn't realize that slime would be representing this much. Because honestly, like, I didn't put too much thought into what I was trying to buy.
There we go.
Holy shit, this came with so many parts.
Oh, I'm so glad you got Rimuru.
So this was actually-
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Wait until we build it, but like, this was a two-in-one figure. I don't know if that counts as me buying two figures or what.
If it's a two-
I paid one, but it's two figures.
I mean, that's technically one, right?
No, because they're not actually joined.
Yeah.
They were sold together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So- You guess how much I paid for these two? Take a guess.
$20?
A little low, bro. Oh, no, I paid $30 for the both of them.
Okay. Oh, that's wow. Because I originally had a Meruem figure and a Rimuru figure, which was $35.
Was it just Rimuru on his own?
No, it was like a bundle.
With the dragon?
No, it was just Rimuru on its own.
Oh, okay.
With Meruem. And then I decided to go against that just to go for Meruem. So
well, I'm glad that we don't have a single like character that's like overlaps.
Yeah, I'm surprised because I thought
at this point we would at least have like some dupes of some characters. But We've miraculously somehow gotten around that.
Why is his head not going in? What the fuck?
So this wing is not going in either. But
maybe
yeah.
He sold me a faulty thing. I'm joking. That was very nice.
So is that everything you bought, Connor?
No, there's way more.
Oh my God.
Do you want to try and assemble this while I get the next one?
Yeah, give
it. Look at that poor head. Oh
my
God,
look at that.
Oh no. My figure gone. I spent money on that. But yeah, I thought, you know, I knew.
It's falling apart.
I knew none of you were going to get a slime figure.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, I'll get it. Because I thought also it's super blue.
Yeah.
I thought that would look sick on the podcast.
So like, how much did you spend on?
We'll find out later because this is the store where I spent the most.
My God, I thought because when I finished going through the store, yeah. I thought that I had at least bought the most figures in the store.
Right.
Because I saw Joey's haul and I was like, I got this one. I didn't realize how many figures you bought.
Yeah, you want to see my next figure then?
Sure.
Oh
yes.
Rohan, let's go. Rohan Kishibe.
Kishibe Rohan.
$17.
What?
$17.
And that face is not bad.
That is like one of the more accurate JoJo figures that I've seen.
For Araki's favorite as well.
Yeah. That is a nice figure.
Dude, look at that like swaying head.
Yeah, dude, look at this boy. $17.
That's a good fucking deal. That's a good fucking deal. I can't get this fucking head on.
We can get it to work.
His head just does not want to come on.
I have three more.
Three more.
Oh my God. Give me the next one. I'll start unpacking it for you. Yeah, under the table. So I'm not going to look at what it is. I'm just going to start unpacking it. I know, right? It's so hard. Okay, go for it.
We should give it to our producer, Maylene, to put together, right? Maylene, would you like to put together the figure for us? Yeah, go on.
Give it to Maylene.
Thanks, Maylene.
Help me, Maylene.
All right, so my next figure.
That was the Levi one you were eyeing up.
Levi sitting on a couch, just doing Levi things.
What's he holding?
Like a handkerchief.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Just Levi sitting on a couch. I thought it would look so like nice on the set, and also it's best boy Levi. Like,
of course.
Look at it's a beautiful figure.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's actually really nice. Like,
it's expensive figure though. I'm not gonna lie.
Really?
How much was it?
It's like $70.
Whoa!
But I had to because like. Levi sitting down. I mean, come on.
Was that the most expensive figure you bought at A-Stop then?
At A-Stop, yes.
Okay.
But not overall.
Not overall.
Okay. I don't think it matters because there's this.
I didn't get to that.
I think I won.
I got close to that.
Yeah.
But, you know. Anyway, so that's Levi sitting on. Like, I just think it's so cute. I don't know why.
I love it when figurines have like interesting bases.
Yeah.
Like it just makes it seem so much more alive. I love
okay.
it. All right, we're kinda, still going with Connor's
like just, haul. Was just like giving him a hand job under the table. That's like, just go for it.
Next up.
Boys on
boys. Boy, oh my God.
Dude, that's
Kendo.
Cool.
Jesus. That's cool.
How much do you think this was?
I want to say $15.
Yeah.
$5.
What?
$5.
Are you serious?
Five. Did you guys not see this?
No. Because like the thing about.
Oh,
there we go. That's cool.
Oh, that is sexy. That's sexy. That's a bundle with that. So that
we've got the whole slime bundle.
Oh yeah, we do. Oh yeah, shit. I got this for $5. I thought you never see like. I love it when they make figures of characters that aren't the mains.
Yeah.
Because they're always like really rare. They're normally super expensive, but the fact this was $500,
because there were like a billion Oscar figures, a billion Rey figures,
every single like Evangelion. Like,
Right. Is this the last one?
It is indeed.
Man, you are like.
I think I might have won the most figures.
I think you might have.
I think you might have.
Just taking a guess.
I think you might have won a single handedly with just this store.
No, I think you've bought more figures in this store than I have overall.
Yeah, I think so too.
Don't look.
Okay, I won't look.
I should have gone more ham at A-Stop.
No, because I was surprised with you.
There was deals at A-Stop, right?
Yeah.
Ready, boys?
Yeah.
For the last figure, let me get these out of the way. Okay. Put them over here. Hide them. This is my last figure.
Ooh. Aaron.
Aaron.
It comes with a little sword you can put in. I just thought it was a cool figure. I think it was like 30, $40. I mean, you guys want to have a look at that?
Yeah.
That was my final figure at A-Stop. I think I got quite the fucking haul.
You did.
You did.
Jesus Christ. I mean, I just can't get over this Rhea sphere. Yeah. That is one of the nicest. I was eyeing this do I commit to the podcast or do I just buy this for myself?
No, that figure fucked me over for the rest of the day. But you know what? It was worth it, damn it. It was worth it. That was like-
Look, now from now on, after this episode, you get to fucking stare at this beautiful thing in the background of every single thing.
Why are we getting demonetized every episode?
It's because of Rhea's fucking bare, like dump truck ass right here. Jesus Christ.
Demonetization.
What was that?
All right, so with that giant hole out of the way. Mike!
Mike!
All right, so let's go with the third.
Wait, how much did you spend at A-Stop?
I spent less than $100 at A-Stop. My most expensive thing was the jump thing right here, which was $50.
Okay. That's cool as shit though.
It is cool as shit.
I spent $220.
Oh my God.
Oh shit. I need to check how much exactly I spent.
Because one of the challenges was whoever spends the most at a single store gets a point.
Actually, we can figure that out.
Yeah, we can figure that out.
I also spent $220
at A-Stop. Tournament!
It's gonna go down to the tiny numerals now.
Yeah.
All right, okay. But the third store we went to was K-Books.
Right,
okay. K-Books, much like a lot of stores in the Dajo Kaikan building, they sell figurines, but they also sell a bunch of like other merch, like figurines, plushies, just little knickknacks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I don't remember. Oh no, I do remember exactly what I bought. I bought two things.
Yeah. So Let's talk about strategy first. Okay. So what was your guys' strategy going into K-Books?
This was the point where I started considering how much money I have left. Like A-Stop, it was like spend. Cause I felt like I was too behind at Animate.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I went ham in A-Stop. And then this is when I was like, okay, maybe I should start like being careful.
Oh no, I was the complete opposite. At this point, I had more than half of my budget left.
Oh,
oh my God.
So I was gonna go like big bucks boy on K-Books and the Final Army store.
So what'd you buy?
I got two. So okay. One of my challenges was to get an Astolfo figurine.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know why super specific, but luckily I found one Astolfo figurine. Didn't even come in box.
This motherfucker. God damn it. Because what happened, right?
There was two.
Was there two?
There was two.
Oh damn.
He hit the one that he didn't find.
Because we were walking past it and I saw the Astolfo figure.
Yeah.
And I was just like putting loads of other figures on top of that one. So I was like, Connor, look at this. Yeah. Look at this. And I didn't see the second one.
Yeah,
so.
There was another one right near
so,
it.
So I like waited ahead and I watched him as he was going through it. And he actually found another one, but the one that you buried, he didn't find.
Yeah, I didn't know. This is the only one I found. I'm like, thank God.
Oh, damn it.
He almost got me with that conspiracy. Yeah. But then the second one I got, the second challenge was to find a Cardcaptor Sakura figurine. Unfortunately, I couldn't find one, but I know that if I went to K-Books like 6 months ago,
you got one.
Like Sakura, the new Sakura was still like hot and fresh in everyone's minds. I knew I would have found one. But so I gave up on that. So instead I spent big boy dollars and got
this really cool
Yojo Senki figurine.
Ooh. That's so cool.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of Tanya personally, but this is a fucking cool
figurine. That's an awesome figurine.
Yeah.
How much was that?
This was $132.
Ooh, okay.
With an interchangeable head though.
Great, can't wait to change the heads every day.
Every episode we're changing the head.
Oh my God, don't say that, we'll have to do it.
We're gonna have to commit. But that's pretty much the only two things I bought.
Yeah, because at this point, I was just trying to stay alive. A-Stop's really fucked me over.
Because you spent how much at A-Stop and then you also spent a shit ton of anime.
Yeah. I think I budgeted it to like, I think I could only spend around $70 or something, or maybe less in each store. So I had to complete the challenges. So the first challenge, which is getting a figure from a shonen series.
Another My Hero Academia.
Oh my God.
I mean, I already knew I'd lost at this point, so I didn't really, but what surprised me, because I wasn't really familiar with K-Books, so I didn't know what kind of merchandise they had.
Yeah,
they did not have a lot of shonen figures at all, right? It was between this one and a Luffy one. and I just went for the cheapest one because I needed
The challenge done.
Yeah, I wanted the challenge done. Second thing was to buy something lewd, right?
That was not difficult as there was a gigantic hentai section.
I think half of the store was just like 18 plus.
So I'm like, this is big brain mode.
Okay. Oh, no.
What lewd thing can I buy that's really cheap and can keep me on budget? So I brought a doujinshi.
Oh, who'd you get?
Oh, John Alter. John
of
Alter.
Of course.
I just, okay, I was more focused on finding a cover which wouldn't get us easily, like, which just wouldn't get this video off the, what am I talking about? Demonetized or age-restricted. Yeah.
That's big brain YouTuber boy moment.
But I did buy one more.
Okay.
But I just checked it before we start recording. I don't think I can show
really?
It.
Maybe we could just show a blurred picture and we can all get our reaction.
Maybe Mudan, just put like a huge black screen over whatever Gant brings out.
So I bought a Dakimakura.
What? Where are we gonna put that?
I thought we could just like hang, on the wall? Hang it up on the wall. That was like the intent.
Okay.
We're not gonna be able to use this.
Okay.
Because I was like, I need to buy a Dakimakura.
You need to buy a
Dakimakura. You don't need to.
Yes, I do.
Right, what'd you get?
So I bought the cheapest one I could find. And like, it was in the section where there weren't many, like the Dakimakuras weren't all lewd. You know there were some lewds, there were some weren't, and they were all like covered up.
Where are you going with this?
So I couldn't tell how lewd the Dakimakuras were. Yeah. I just chose the cheapest one.
Oh, Jesus. Oh no. We're not gonna be able to use. Black all of that out,
Moon. Black all of this.
They sell that.
Yes.
This wasn't even in the hentai section.
Can I ask, because you got the cheapest one, how much was that?
$40.
What?
And that's the cheapest
$40?
That's the cheapest
that's
one.
That's the cheapest one.
Bro, I got like a Sans one at home that was like a tenner. Don't ask why. So my two challenges were buy a JoJo figure and do the pose.
Okay.
Now I was really lucky that there was only one JoJo figure, which I'll show you shortly.
Okay.
But the other one was buy a wall scroll. Now there was a bunch of cheap wall scrolls, like 400, 500, but I thought I should probably get one from a show that I actually like.
Yeah.
So I spent $10 on, Katana Gatari.
Oh hell yeah.
I love Katana Gatari.
Yes.
It's one of my favorite shows.
So good.
It's totally underrated. Not underrated.
So many people haven't seen it as well.
Everyone who has seen the show says it's fucking amazing.
Yeah, it is.
And if you haven't seen it, it's like,
it's like, Nisho Ishin.
It's like a Quentin Tarantino anime. Like, it's so fucking good.
People who haven't seen it are just like,
which
season of Monogatari is
this?
It's nothing to do with the Monogatari series.
It's amazing.
Please watch
it. And I mean, she's waifu material. So
yeah.
That was $10. I mean,
that's bringing back memories of Kazuma.
Yeah,
right?
I remember when I binged this show.
Makes me
want
to watch it again.
I don't know where I'm going to put this. I got a JoJo figure.
Of course,
the JoJo figure.
Which one though?
Which one? Because I remember when you got the challenge and you were like, buy a JoJo figure. I was like, this motherfucker. You got so lucky with the challenges.
I did.
The only reason why you got 4 points is because all of them were so easy for you.
Except, okay, and the last store, which I'll talk about that. That was a little annoying and so on. But yeah, so I got John Giovanna, Golden Experience.
Okay,
I'm not gonna lie. His face doesn't look like 10 out of 10 on it.
Yeah.
But that's what you get with JoJo figures. But at least we got another JoJo figure.
Nice.
So I'm the one who did all the hard work.
So what's that, three now? It's Rohan, Giorno,
and Chris Diamond. This was $66 though. And that's
can I say that?
Yeah. And to be honest with you, $66 is kind of like cheap for JoJo figure normally.
The more I look at this face, the more hilarious it gets. It's just like look into his face.
We'll take a picture of this and show it on the podcast.
It's not how I would describe as manga accurate,
but
I mean, more like Ken doll, but whatever, I'm not gonna go. That's all I bought at
K-Books.
We each bought
two things. You bought three.
I bought three.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just like,
I just want to get my challenges done.
I got my challenges done and I was like, I'm just on a mission to demonetize this channel. That was my mission.
Don't worry, you'll do that naturally.
I was worrying because like I went into K-Books and I mean, thinking like, I'm gonna buy a $200 figure.
Yeah.
K-Books quickly ruined that plan because of the challenges.
Yeah,
so I spent $77 on just my challenges.
And
then obviously I realized when I got to AmiAmi, which we're gonna talk about now, I had challenges that I had to do as well. So should we talk about AmiAmi?
Let's talk about AmiAmi.
So for me, AmiAmi was just, I was just trying to survive. I figured out I had like $60 or $50.
$60 left?
What? Yeah,
yeah.
I was just, at this point, I was just praying and hoping. Like,
I wasted fucking $40 on a fucking pillowcase. Like, why would you
don't
do that?
Don't judge me, okay?
It wasn't even part of the challenge.
I just wanted a Dakimakura,
like
okay?
A guy who like gambles all his money away. He's like, I just don't understand why I got no money all the time, man. It sucks, dude. Like,
No, because like I knew this would be my only opportunity to buy a Dakimakura.
Of course.
Why did you want to buy one so badly?
I just
he's fucking part of Trash Taste. That's why.
Look, it's called Trash Taste for a reason. We had a lot of blank space in the background where we could hang one up. So I was like, Dakimakura, I think that's a good purchase. And now I bought one, wasted $40, can't even use it. Fucking brilliant.
We can't even hang it up. It's just going to be a black bar in the video.
I've got one at my house. I've got a pillow, the Dakimakura pillow. So.
Really? I mean, I've got one of Shinobu. Yeah, of course you also. But with me for Ami Ami, this is where I spent the most amount of money because I had almost like, I think I had like 2/3 of my budget still left because I knew I've been into Ami Ami before. Not the one in Daijou Kaikan that we went to, but there's another one in Akihabara as well.
I mean, you can spend a lot of money
there. Yeah, I've spent a lot of money there and I know they have some really expensive figurines.
Oh,
But they have a huge selection as well. So I knew I was going to find something hopefully good. I mean, that's before this Rias showed up and ruined my plans. But my two challenges, I believe, was buy a plushie, a character plushie.
Okay.
And the other one, I don't remember what it was, but I got a plushie. I actually got two plushies.
Okay.
Because I needed to, you know, spend my money, get as close to Yeah,
exactly.
Possible. So I got Moogle and a Chocobo.
Okay.
Because I love Final Fantasy and Final Fantasy VII Remake recently just came out.
That's cute as fuck.
I love the fuck out of it.
That's cute as fuck.
Yeah,
okay. So all right.
Give our JRPG lover some love as well.
Yeah.
So I got that and the most expensive figurine I got overall.
More expensive than
that? Oh, okay. Yeah,
this is the most expensive.
Damn.
Did you buy this purposely to like
finish? I bought this purposely to get as close to $500 as possible.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
So this was not part of the challenge.
Yeah.
I got Tokisaki Kurumi from Dead Alive.
Oh, no. Nice.
Yeah. I mean, again, this is kind of going to be like Ries in the sense that like possibly demonetized.
Oh, That's hot.
But I know Tokisaki figurines can, for some reason, so expensive.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
She's a really popular Dead Alive character, well, but how much
was
$141. Not as expensive as the Rhea, so I've already lost that challenge. Okay. But
I may have overheard or saw what Joey was when he was buying that one.
Yeah.
And I thought all I got to do is beat 1300.
Yeah.
And I literally just went over 1300 on one expensive figure, which I'll reveal soon.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Because was that everything you bought?
And that's everything I bought.
Okay. Yeah. Because for me, Ami Ami was a stressful experience. Not because of the store itself. The store itself is great, but because I saw my challenges, which was one, find an Evangelion figurine.
Yeah.
That was a lot harder than I initially gave it credit for.
Really?
Yeah, because I missed the entire figure section right at the back. So
with
I was
the
just
mechs.
Yeah, with the mechs. So I was just walking around and there was one figure I found which was $200. No way that I could buy that figure.
Yeah.
And I found another figure which was $50. $50 to $70, but that was over the tiny little budget that I had.
Right? You really fucked yourself.
I fucked myself.
You hate
I
to
fucked.
See it.
This girl fucked me so badly.
Hey, I mean, she's a succubus.
Yeah, exactly.
What can you say?
Exactly right. But luckily, I found an Asuka Pop figure.
Oh no! Why did you do a pop
figure? Why, God? Why would you buy a pop figure, man?
Because it was the cheapest, okay.
I think this is gonna be awarded for the most normie right here. This thing right here. No offense if you like pop vinyls, but we
No offense if you do like pop vinyls. Like, we say no offense. They're fucking ugly, dude.
We're trying to be nice.
I fucking hate pop figures. Oh, Jesus.
How much did you spend on this?
$14.
You know what?
Not bad.
What it's like? It's like, You go to like, you come to Japan, right? You have all these amazing figures.
Yeah.
You go for fucking pop figures. Like, it's like going to like Germany and being like, I want hot dogs from the can, please. I want none of that stuff.
It's Germany and being like, can I have an Asahi?
Yeah, right? It's like, what the fuck?
No, because
I'll give it for the challenge.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It was for the challenge. Because they're like this, Ami Ami had a lot of good figures
that
I really, really wanted to buy.
Yeah.
I just needed to go for the cheapest one. And then the second one, which I had no idea how to complete, was buy a furry and like 100% non-humanoid figure.
Okay.
And I was like, the only thing I could fucking think of was Chopper from One Piece.
Yeah.
Did not have any Chopper figures.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So I was like, I've probably lost this. And then I was like, wait a minute. There's probably one thing I could twist. And that's a Eevee figure.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That counts.
I was like, okay, if I can't go the chopper route, maybe I can go the Pokemon routes.
How the fuck are they spelled Eevee on this?
Eevee.
What's with that? Why are they spelled it like that?
I don't know. Because I guess that's how they pronounce it in Japanese. Oh, but I don't think they realize that there's a way easy spelling of Eevee.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cute.
Okay. Yeah. No. That counts.
That counts.
Because when you pulled that out,
yeah,
I thought you were gonna get one of these.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I didn't think those counted as a figure.
Yeah. I thought it had to be like this. Right.
Okay. That's.
But I'm like. Eevee's furry, it's non-humanoid, it's a figure. Shut the fuck up. I am getting that point.
Okay.
Get off my back.
Okay, that counts. Yeah, that counts.
Because it was between like Eevee and Mewtwo, I think. And I was like,
Eevee's cuter.
Yeah, Eevee's cuter. So yeah, what were the challenges that you had, Connor?
I had buy 3 anime mugs or glasses. Pain in the ass because there were no sets or anything. They were all like pretty expensive as well.
You had to buy them separately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it was also buy a figure that you think is trash.
Yeah. So wait, how much budget did you have left at this point?
140 something.
Oh, so you balanced it out pretty well between the four stores, huh?
Yeah, because I basically spent nothing at anime. I spent $70 at K-Book. So I kind of like did pretty good at budgeting by accident. Like I didn't plan anything. I think not having challenges that fucked me over was-
Yeah, that was definitely helpful.
Yeah.
The figure that I thought was trash was just this shitty Sanrio. Right?
I thought you were going to go like ironic trash.
No.
It was like 220 yen as well, which might be the cheapest figure as well.
I think so.
Probably the cheapest figure.
Who the fuck is this Sanrio character? Does anyone know?
Oh, I think I know it.
You know it? I know like the...
What's that called?
Oh, okay. I know Tamago one, the egg one.
Oh, I like Tamago.
Good Tamago.
And obviously Hello Kitty, but I don't know. Fuck. Okay, whatever. That one. And the 3 mugs I bought from... I don't even know what they're from. You want to open them, I guess?
Sure.
That was 100 yen, luckily.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Every other mug was like 1,000 yen. I managed to find 2 for 600 yen. So we have more mugs now for the podcast, which I guess.
We'll drink from those, possibly, maybe never, I don't know.
These are like tightly packed.
Those are the mugs. So I did the challenges, cool. And then I was like so annoyed because there's a froppy figure, the one with like the cool comic book text.
I saw that one.
I had just enough budget to get that if it wasn't for this shit. So I had to completely rechange my mind. I'm not saying the stuff is bad, but it ruined my plan.
Yeah.
Just saying. So I had to go with the different... I mean, I guess you get what you pay for, right? That's all I'm going to say. Like, it's 100 yen for a reason, you know?
What series is this?
I fucking know.
I have no idea.
Oh, no, it's got characters on the back, which I didn't see.
Yeah.
And then these are from... some Otome game.
They look like Otome games.
I don't watch or play any Otome games. Mm. I know they're huge here in Japan, but... I mean,
for a female demographic.
Yeah, I would just prefer yaoi. Just straight up yaoi. Don't like...
If you had come out with a yaoi like mug, I think you would have won like coolest.
Maybe. Right. So, the final figure and most expensive figure that I bought.
Right. Oh, CC.
Oh, C2.
CC, C2, whatever. Same thing. 2C. It's her like on the... like. Pedestal like
that's
that.
Cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Dude, that's dump cool. truck if I've ever seen.
Ooh,
God, that's an ass.
That's what you see in the figure. I should get it out so you guys can fully appreciate this figure. But yeah, so
how much was that?
That was 132.
130 bucks.
Honestly, worth every penny.
Okay, so while they're opening these figurines up, I guess I just want to ask you guys, like, how was the challenge? Like overall, like, do you have a good feeling?
I have more stuff, by the way.
You have more stuff.
I have more stuff.
Okay.
Probably.
We should also preface as well that there is like consequences for the final scores and everything.
Yes.
Basically, whoever has the lowest score at the end, like including the points that we got in our individual videos, as well as the points that we're going to add up at the end of this episode, has to do some kind of punishment in a traditional, really sadistic Japanese way. We basically gonna be consuming something that we personally don't really want to consume. With these two, because they're absolute pussies, they're gonna have to eat one packet of natto, which is like Japanese fermented soybeans.
It's disgusting.
I love it.
It smells horrible, okay?
I love it. Thank you very much. I grew up with it. So obviously I'm not gonna eat that if I lose. I'm gonna have to eat the spicy noodles that I ate in my JoJo quiz video, which you can go check out on my channel. Yeah, but we're going to find that out at the end of the episode once we've calculated all the scores. But I guess in the meantime as well, let us know down in the comments below, so far, what is the favorite figurine that you saw?
It's my one. I know it
is. most likely it's going to be this one.
I'm like so happy I bought that now because I bought it on pure instinct, right?
Oh,
I wasn't trying to win the game. I didn't have any fucking strategy in mind.
You were horny on main.
I was just horny on main. And I just wanted everyone to see it.
I love as well how the base is like mirrored, so you can
that's
like walk
a good
up
figure.
It.
Damn, that is
a good, that is a beautiful. Ooh,
look at that butt, dude.
Look at that butt.
Look at that competition. Butt.
Just saying. So
who has the bigger dump truck?
Yeah, yeah.
Now I know Gaunt is gonna shit himself now, but okay. The rest of my purchases were to get that even $500.
Okay.
So I just bought like a fucking, I don't even know what this is.
What is that?
What is that?
It goes on a doorknob, I think, or something. I don't really know.
It's like an Armin, let me open this.
A towel of some
of Anitone XX.
It was 100 yen. Towel.
What is this show?
That's the POV anime where like the cute girls like work out.
Yeah,
with you.
Yeah. Oh shit! Yeah. I remember.
It's so bad. I love it.
I got some scroll from some show.
Wow, you really like went like.
Did someone have like rolls. A challenge where you had to buy a war scroll?
It was from a different.
Oh, it was from a different.
And then trading cards for 210 yen.
Wait, what trading cards?
I don't know.
What is this? Oh wait, you can put something in here.
But oh, it's probably for like tickets, maybe something like that. Train tickets, maybe concert tickets.
It's Maggie. You know, if you want like to know who is a weirdo, you just put this on them. Yeah. Like, it's like a tracking, you know. So yeah, that's everything that I bought, and it came out to an even 500 exactly.
Are you serious?
Oh, are you serious?
Bang on 500.
Fuck!
I did the exact, there's footage of this in my video, which you guys didn't see. I went to the cashier and I went 10 yen over. So I asked the guy, I'm like, no, take all this stuff out. I'm going back. And they were all so confused. They're like, what's he trying to say? I'm like, get rid of the stuff. I gotta go back. So I went and found exactly what it was. Did the maths on the spot, went through my camera footage to find out what I spent at each store.
Oh my God.
To get exactly $500.
I was like, I don't think there's anyone that's gonna get close to $500 like at all. So I'm like, if I can get as close as I can to 500, then I think I've probably won. So I think my overall price came to 49,840. So damn. I was 160 yen off.
Wow. Because for me, after a stop, I just stopped calculating stuff, man. I'm probably gonna go bust. I'm probably gonna go bust and lose the entire thing, but no. Mine actually came out to 47,152 yen.
Oh, we got all,
which is like $470. That's how we should probably explain that we are calculating it by dollars by just dividing by 100 from
because that's roughly what it is. Yeah. So I guess for the first challenge of whoever can get closest to $500, those 2 points are going to go to Connor.
Hell yes. That means I'm in the lead.
Holy fuck. Those 2 points.
Damn, I was so confident that I was like, I thought like both of you were gonna get like kind of what you want. So I'm like, nah, dude, I'm 160. I got this.
Joey seemed so confident when we were filming that I thought he must have done the exact same thing as and got like exact.
No, because this fucker, he was like, I thought he'd planned everything, right? I talked to him. I talked to him off screen.
He turned up smiling and everything.
Like, and I'm like, he's like, I got my strategy for each store. I did not.
No, I was just bluffing you guys. Honestly, like a good game of poker, you got to be overconfident. But
you bluffed me into being exact with my money. I wouldn't have done that if I didn't know that you might have been exact.
God damn it! Because I didn't think you were gonna like buy all this small shit to like get exact.
I wanted to get those 2 points. I don't want to eat fucking natto, Joey.
Nor do I.
I feel pretty confident that I won't have to now.
Okay, well then that was huge. So let's go over the next couple of challenges. I think there's 10 left?
Yeah 10 left. So the second one is the most expensive figure.
Obviously, that goes to Gaunt and this doesn't.
So that was 160,000
yen, 167.
Wow. So 170 bucks, basically. 170.
Basically 170.
Yours was 140.
Mine was 141.
And then mine was 137. Yeah. So Gaunt gets the point for that one, I
guess. Yeah, okay.
Next one is the cheapest figurine.
I got the 220 yen figure.
Yeah.
Did anyone beat that?
No, mine was Puck, which is 980.
Yeah.
And ooh, yours? Mine was, I think, I can't even fucking remember. It was $1,000. I noted it down. It was $1,000.
So even if,
$1,000 yen.
So even if I didn't buy that, I still had the Evangelion.
Yeah, you still would have won.
You still would have won even if it was like an anime
figure. Damn, okay, I'm looking pretty good right now.
God damn, god damn. Okay. The most, the lowest rated series on MAO.
Okay, oh,
you guys, which one was yours?
What's my number? It's like Atomi Brave, which is, I think, that mug, and it was like 2,375.
Oh,
okay,
what's
yours?
Mine
was
really? That's the lowest?
Yeah, it was like 1,744 on MAO.
Well, give me the point because mine was Berserk, which is 5,687.
No way. No. Yeah. No.
Oh, because it's not the
because
manga.
Because it's the anime, not the manga. Hell yeah.
What the hell?
It's the God garbage anime, not the manga.
I'm sure if I looked at what that fucking towel was, the scores might be a little different, but I don't fucking know what it is, so I guess that's not fair.
Point to me, baby. Anitor X. Let's go.
Yeah. So the next was the most figures bought.
In one store.
No,
overall.
Like we did store and. Did we do store and?
No, we just did overall.
Okay, well, I only bought 7.
I had 14.
10.
Okay,
so, I think I bought. You bought more figures in
A stop. I filled up the thing and I bought everything that I filled up
in A stop. You bought more figurines at A stop than I did overall.
And I'm not going to lie. I mean, you have a good selection, but I think my selection is pretty fucking strong
All three of our selections are really strong.
Yeah.
I don't know about Gone. I mean, this figure's great, but the rest, look at. Selection strong? Are you going to look at his selection is strong? Get out of here. Get out.
Okay, next one, most spent on one series. All of mine were separate. So I'm just gonna go off the base that this.
I totally forgot about this one.
Yeah.
Wait, what could it be? Oh, wait, no.
It's probably JoJo, right?
It could have been JoJo, but it wouldn't have been. I spent a lot on like Attack on Titan and JoJo, but I didn't get anything near 160, unfortunately.
She's just solo carrying these challenges
for me now.
Well,
that's the thing, right? Is that we made challenges that would reward you for being frugal with your money and buying little things, but also would reward you if you did the gamble that paid off the most.
That's the gamble.
Yeah, and
because you had to guess, right? Because I was thinking in my head, would Joey buy a $200 figure?
I think he could.
I thought both of you could, and I was like, maybe I should just give up on that challenge, and just focus on everything else.
Because like when I saw her, I was like, I just want to buy her because she was like a really unique figure.
I saw tits and I saw titty
and I didn't think. And before I knew it, I was writing down the number. Yeah. Like
His wife was right there as well, but it didn't matter.
It was funny because out of every figure I bought, this one was the one that I didn't think about the most. I was like, I'm getting this figure. I'm not even going to think about it.
Oh my God.
The most spent on a nun figure.
Well, for me, it would be, I guess, this plushie, which is 2,800 yen.
Mine was like 1,100.
Okay, mine was a Ducky Mucker.
Yeah, shit, he spent $40 on it. I guess it paid off. Fuck!
If being a degenerate fucking saved me in this game, I'm so fucking happy.
God damn it.
All right, what's the next?
All right, the next one is spent in one store.
How much did you spend exactly in A stop?
I spent $197.
Okay. What did you spend?
22,380 yen.
Fuck! I spent 22,190.
Come on.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Closest to $69.
This was the meme one.
For me, it was the Shonen Jump thing, which was 4,980 yen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mine was.
So I'm nowhere near.
Mine was the Edward Elric one.
Yeah.
Which was 5,299.
I win. $66, baby.
Oh.
On the Giorno Giovanna one, funny.
The one that I had no choice to buy
got me another point. So sweet.
Oh my God, I'm going to fucking lose. All right.
Okay. Normie Award.
Normie Award. So whoever has the highest rank on MAO loses a point.
I think I lose this, right?
What did you get?
Attack on Titan.
Is that
higher than
Attack on
FMI?
Titan is number two, I think, if I looked correctly.
What's number one?
I lost.
Number one is Death Note.
Death Note. Okay, I'm definitely safe. Most popular. Mine's the Monogatari,
which according is 56. According to my anime list, it's Death Note, Shingeki no Kyojin, Sword Art Online, then Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
How did I not lose that one?
Because I saw my boy Levi. Where is he? Look how beautiful he is. I could not.
Oh my God.
So I lose a point.
So Connor loses a point. Okay, final one. Buying a hentai figure. Okay.
Okay.
So
I mean, that's 0 points for me, baby.
I'm gonna argue.
No.
Okay, here's why. I didn't realize this, but you can replace Reese's tits to be uncensored.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I didn't know what that was until I opened it up. Those are just nipples. I didn't know they came with interchangeable nipples.
Oh my god. Wait, how do you take those off? Is that the thing that
we're gonna find that out after the podcast. Yeah.
So I think
so they're attached to the head. Yeah. Oh my god.
I mean, I would like to argue that you buying the Dakimakura already counts as like a hentai thing.
But that wasn't a figure. But I think that uncensored nipples counts as a hentai figure. Because we can't show it.
But is it though? Because it's High School DxD. It's not technically hentai.
I mean,
if there's tits out though, is it a hentai figure?
I would like to argue that if it's something we can't show on this podcast.
If it's something we can't show on this podcast, which I have two now.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking degenerate right here.
Two things. Then right, I think fine. I get it.
We'll give Gant the point.
Okay.
This isn't a hentai figure. So
no.
That's just culture.
That's definitely
a cultural figure.
Man, I'm so fucking glad I bought this figure now.
Dude, this single figuring clutched you the victory. Like, legit.
Oh my god.
And the total scores were Connor with 12 points, Gant with 12 points, and I got 7 points.
Well done. Well done.
I would have won this if I didn't buy the Attack on Titan figures, by the way.
I would have won this if I was actually smart.
I probably would have lost this if I didn't buy this one single figure.
So it was also your downfall, but it also got you all the points.
It got you more positives than negatives, this thing.
Yeah. Because when we were like going through all the challenges, because we had completely forgotten the overall challenges, and I was like, wait a minute, I think this one figure could be a lot of these challenges.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I totally forgot we put hentai figure in there. I would have bought a shitty one if I remember.
Because like, it would have been hard. Because
there's not many hentai figures.
No, because all of the hentai figures were like hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, they normally
they're
are.
They're very expensive.
I mean,
yeah.
it's a very cultured item.
I just like to point out that over all of these like overall challenges, I only got 1 point.
You hate
and
to
that
see
was
it.
The and that was the fact that Puck is the lowest rated out of everything here.
Oh, I think the thing is, right, is that he went all out with that.
Yeah.
I was a bit more conservative, spread my money out, and then you
I
kinda,
just bought shit
you,
that I liked.
Yeah, you went like mid-range. You were like, I'll just keep buying kind of expensive things, but not really.
I was just like, I like this shit. I'll just buy it.
This
it
is what happens good. When you try to strategize and just.
I would at least like the credit of probably getting the coolest
no,
one.
No, you.
That's cool.
You can have that point, Joe.
Yeah, I'll have that
you
point.
You can have that fake
I'm still not going to win.
You can have that point. I'll give you that point.
I'll take the pity points. Fuck you.
Fucking love
I'll take all the pity points.
This is such a nice figure.
All right, well, since I lost, I guess I have to eat a horrible thing. I think our producer Maylene brought something, which I am not looking forward to eating.
Well, I can't even smell it, but I can picture what it smells like. Thank you, Maylene, our amazing producer.
Yeah.
All right, well, my challenge has arrived. Hey, it's Thai.
So what is this?
It's pickled mudfish.
So apparently, according to our producer, this smells awful.
And apparently it's just as bad, if not worse, than surströmming, which is like pickled, I think it's like mackerel or something. It's that Swedish thing that all YouTubers eat.
Okay. Do you want to open it up and give it a smell there, Joey?
Yeah, I'll give it a sniff.
Oh, yeah, is it just going to like... I just saw that man go to heaven. I saw that man go to heaven.
Smells like actual like poop.
I saw,
like, that's the only way to describe it.
You went to heaven there.
Smell it. I can smell it from here, man.
Smell it. Like, put your nose in it.
Oh! Oh, what the fuck?
This looks really bad.
It looks and smells like poo.
You're gonna vomit, bro. You are not gonna be able to peep that down.
I've smelled this before.
Oh, of course you have, it's Thai.
Oh geez, fucking stinking up the off. Fucking eat it quick.
Okay.
I mean, we have no utensils, so I'm just gonna have to get in that.
I think I've eaten that.
Oh my God.
You have eaten it?
Yeah. It's like, Jesus Christ. So it's like really salted fish, right? So it's gonna be super, super, super salty.
Oh God, what the fuck?
I'm just gonna grab like a piece of it, if you don't mind.
Oh my God. Wait, show it on camera. Show that piece on camera.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Are we gonna censor that? Like, Jesus.
Oh my God, I can smell it from here. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, careful with the bones.
Okay, is that enough?
Yeah. Just don't get it on the microphone, please. Please,
bon
God.
Bon appetit.
How is it?
Tastes like I'm eating dirt. Oh, God. God, that's it's so salty.
It's just salted fish, right? It's Whoa. So salty.
Oh my God. I don't know why I'm licking my finger.
give me some more of that.
Get this man some water.
Oh, it's getting worse.
No, because what kills you is the fucking aftertaste. The first few bites aren't that bad, but the more you chew it, the more like the flavors come out, and then the aftertaste just it hits you, and your breath is gonna stink for like a fucking week.
Oh my, okay, I got it down. All
right, well done. Oh my God, this fucking stinks now.
Like, hey guys, how are you?
You should wash it down with the durian. I think that would be a good idea. I think that would be a good idea. Mm. Seeing as you did lose pretty badly, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I can still smell it.
Maybe a durian will help.
My finger's fucking maybe. No. Oh God.
Sticky fingers.
Oh, stinky fingers. Oh, my Jesus Christ.
Stinky. Uh
oh. Oh my God. It's actually getting worse.
Oh, that smells vile. Like, no. I can still smell. What the?
I don't think. Like, I've eaten a lot of weird foods in my life. This is easily the grossest thing I've ever had.
Yeah, yeah.
Ugh. I feel sorry. Can you smell it over there? Oh, Jesus. You're concentrated. It's like the fucking.
I think the smell is getting stronger.
Yeah, we're in the fallout zone here. Like, my God.
This is like a nuclear blast.
I'm like fine if I hold my nose because like I don't like smell the thing, but the moment I get rid of it, I can smell my own breath and it's fucking
next
vile.
Time, next week when we do the podcast, Joe will still be smelling it.
Yeah, yeah. I really just hope this doesn't give me like an illness because we're like going on a trip tomorrow.
Offending all Thai people right now.
I mean, like, I hope I don't get like food poisoning because like we're going on a vacation tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be sick. Oh. God, oh, this it's mic's awful. Gonna fucking stink. I'm
it's
sorry.
Awful. It's awful.
We're gonna have to like gotta,
can we this can mic? Get open the windows and we finish this episode? Like, Jesus.
So now that the challenge is over, what are your guys' closing thoughts on the challenge?
I'm glad I didn't eat literal shit. I mean, you know, the goal, the ultimate goal was to one, not lose. And become like this man who's going through like the five stages of grief with his face.
I'm definitely at the last stage.
You know, we got to decorate the office. I think by a miracle, we got like some pretty good variation. Like,
yeah.
I honestly would love to do something like this again in future with another challenge where we can each go and film our own
I'm part. Surprised that out of all the things that we bought, not a single person bought the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I that was the thing I was most worried about, right? When I, you know, pitched the challenge, the thing I was worried about was like, what if we all just go for the same fucking figure?
In the Deku, 10 Dekus. I would like 3 of your finest Dekus.
Because yeah, I had a lot of fun filming in the stores and I would love to do something like this again. Yeah. I don't know if you guys enjoyed seeing the aftermath of all our different individual challenges and how we like approached it and everything.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's speak for all. I think we had fun with every step of this process. Yeah. So I really hope that it was reflected in the video. I got to ask you though.
Yeah.
Because this is your first time doing like a video filming in public. You know?
Okay.
I'm used to embarrassing myself in public. Yeah. How was it? I got to know.
It was hard. It was so-
We saw you struggling at the beginning.
Hard, like outside of Animate when I was filming my intro, I don't even know if you're going to see that because I'm thinking about filming like a separate intro anyway.
Same.
I was just like tripping over my words. I had no idea. Like give me a script, great. I can read off the script. If I just have to talk about my thoughts without any scripts and like a podcast is different in my mind because I have people to bounce off.
Right.
Because when I'm looking at a camera, I'm like, hey guys, I'm here outside of an anime. Yeah. And I'm like, oh shit, man.
It's like someone trying to speak English for the first time.
It's definitely a skill you learn, I think.
Yeah.
And I was awkward as fuck. I remember the first time I filmed them.
Oh, like, God,
I hated it.
Yeah. But I think I got used to it when I just hit, it was a stop. Animate, I was still like, getting my feet on the ground. With A-Stop, I was just, I think it was thanks to just the, thanks to the place as well, because I wasn't thinking about what challenges there were.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about getting as many fucking figures as I could.
I did, I got a lot.
Yeah, you certainly fulfilled that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of fun. I think as well, it's like a great environment. Like when you get permission to film in a place and just go wild.
Absolutely.
It's so much.
Cause the original
fun.
Plan for this video was just to like MacGyver our way through.
GoPro, undercover. You know,
under the chin GoPro shot.
Yeah.
That would have not been that great.
Yeah. But I mean, I haven't edited the video yet, but I think it's gonna be pretty entertaining.
And you guys can let us know as well, like how you guys guys found those videos, how you found this episode. Hopefully you guys enjoyed watching me eat literal shit. This is easily the worst fucking thing I've ever had. Oh, God, I can still fucking taste it. No. I really want you guys to smell my finger.
No, I'm not smelling your finger,
Joe. Please, please.
No,
can
no,
you do it
no.
at least for the podcast?
No.
No, come on, just smell half your shit. On.
I smelled that shit.
Get that shit away from me. I mean, I definitely, even though this was like a logistical nightmare planning, speaking about logistics from episode one, this was like an actual logistical nightmare planning all this. Like we had to like bounce stores and it was short notice and everything. Like I would definitely be up for doing something where it's like three angles again. And it's a challenge that we conclude on the podcast.
Cause like you, I'm not sure if you've seen the video, but by the time we got to Army, I was exhausted. Mm. Like it was kind of like that feeling when you've just spent an entire day at a con working and you're I've got to do one more panel.
Just a con in general.
You're
I'm a fucking, we got to have dinner. Oh shit. I wanted to sleep.
Like I remember post filming, I just went home and collapsed.
Yeah, same.
I didn't leave my bed.
Yeah, I think we walked like 10 kilometers that day.
Yeah.
I checked my like stats.
Typical Tokyo Dave.
True.
You do a lot of walking when you come to Japan.
But... Yeah, but I think-
Okay, so what was the favorite thing you guys bought then?
That's a good question.
Easy for me.
Instinctively, I want to say like, I mean, it's fucking-
It's a solid figure, but
I think the most interesting figure and like coolest one that I'm glad I bought was maybe the Akira one, which I thought was just so funny. Or the Levi one. Mike Wazowski though. That's such a good figure. Like, unironically, that is a good figure.
Like, that is a good figure.
That's fucking good. And also the 500, I've got the name of the character, Shinji's dad.
Gendo
figure for 500, yeah.
That's a good deal.
I think my favorite was definitely the Jump.
Oh, that's so sick.
Just because it's so unique.
I love unique figures. There's so many figures that look alike.
And who doesn't like Jump?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's just gonna look good.
Yeah.
What's the worst figure you think each of us bought?
The worst figure?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree.
This thing, what the hell?
I don't know, actually. I liked all the figurines I bought. Maybe that's why I lost.
The worst figure? What's the worst figure you think I bought?
The worst one you bought?
Ooh, yeah. I mean, you bought so many, I can't remember.
That's pretty bad.
Probably that.
Yeah, your fucking Monogatari one, that's kind of-
Excuse you.
That's kind of trash taste if I do say
Do you want to smell my finger?
Smell my finger.
I have a registered weapon now right here.
Oh, God. Yeah, man, I don't know. There's not much to say, really. I feel like we've adequately roasted each other's purchases.
Yeah, and I guess I wanted to give a shout out to all the stores we
absolutely.
Because, okay, so disclaimer, we might have shit on like some of the things we bought, but the stores were fucking great.
Really accommodating
this
as well.
Like, if we shit on this figure, this isn't representative to the what they had at the store.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because some of them were just, we needed to buy stuff just to fulfill the challenge. Yeah. Mm. I wish I could have bought something, but a pop figure for Asuka. Army has so many good figures, okay? Yeah. Army have so many good figures. But I had to settle for this.
Yeah, all the stores were fantastic. And again, like, thank you guys for like giving us permission on such short notice we're a bunch of really loud YouTubers, as you can tell.
And all of the stores are right next to each other as well. So if you go, there's no reason not to go to like,
They're all like, what, less than 10 minutes walking distance from one
exactly.
another?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go on, sorry, I interrupted you.
I completely forgot what I was gonna say now.
Put the spotlight on you for no reason.
No, I was just gonna say, yeah, and just thank you for letting us film there.
Yeah, thank you so much. Links down below.
Yeah, and I hope you guys enjoyed this video and the main videos. Again, if you haven't checked out each one of our videos where you'll see, you know, all of our perspectives of how we came to buy all this amazing goods, then again, go to the links down in the description below. You can check out all three of our videos. And I guess look out for all of this stuff somewhere right here.
Were you going to shout out the Patreon?
Yeah, I was going to shout out
the
Patreon.
Go ahead, go ahead.
We also have a Patreon now. This is a very expensive podcast.
We spent a lot. I'm joking. This isn't where the money would go.
This isn't where the money's going. Okay, we did this challenge because we wanted to do this challenge. Mm-hmm. We need just the Patreon to keep the podcast running.
Yeah,
and that's pretty much it. Yeah,
I mean, as you can tell, the editing is you know, it's some damn good editing.
Shout out to Mudan.
Yeah, Mudan's
my boy Mudan.
We want to keep hiring him, and we want to just keep this all running, like you said.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
keep it at the best quality that it possibly can, your guys' support over on the Patreon is going to help us out a lot.
Perfect. All right. All right. I have no more words to say, boys. No,
that's
I can't say anything.
Joey,
else.
Get the fuck away from me with that dirty ass finger.
I'm going to harass you for the rest of the day.
Can I do the outro? Because I don't want you speaking any more than you need to.
Can I say one thing before you do the outro?
Right.
Is a callback to previous episode. I imagine that's what Joey's finger smelled like after he rated School Days a 10. I'm not over that.
Hey guys, before we sign off, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to today's sponsors. Now, this is a very long name, so I'm going to have to read it out. It's sponsored by Animationism, a project by Japan Media Arts Festival's overseas promotion initiated by the Agency for Cultural Affairs of Japan. Man, that was a mouthful.
That's a serious mouthful, Jesus yeah. Christ. But if you guys don't know what they are, they have a lot of interviews with Japanese creators and also with a lot of Japanese anime studios as well, and a whole lot more.
Anyway, they're having a free anime screening this weekend online, which you can check out in the description below.
So for those of you who want to know the name of the three anime films, it is Colorful Ninja Iromaki. The second one is Matasaburo of the Wind. And the third one is simply titled Rebecca.
So basically these are three films from the Young Animator Training Project. And if you've ever watched something like Death Billiards or the original Me, 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 those are films that came from this project. So by watching them, you can support the anime industry. And that's fucking awesome, in my opinion.
So if you are interested in the art of Japanese culture and animation, then make sure to go down to the links in the description below. And thank you once again for sponsoring today's episode.
So anyway, hope you guys enjoy this episode. We've been Trash Taste. He's got trash mouth or trash in his mouth right now.
Dude, it actually smells like Satan emptied his trash into my mouth.
I didn't lose. I'm happy. I got a good figure.
I am still surprised that me and Connor drawn, because thank you, Reza, for like fucking solo carrying this playthrough for me.
Big titties win. Big titties.
Big titties for the win.
Oh my God.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ah. God.
You could argue that Shonen Jump is actually not a figure. Just saying, like, I mean, then I would win.
Look, I already lost, all right?
Yeah, but I wanted to get the dub.
He's already dead.